Panthers post-game podcast in association with Zynomics. Jono Bullard here with Dan Green.
Hello, everybody.
And Ken Feast.
Hello.
So we are in the corridor near the locker room after a 6-2 victory over the Glasgow Clan. And Dan, how did you feel that one went overall?
I just thought it was a very professional performance by the Panthers. Obviously, the Clan coming in, you know, having a tough time, short on guys, long travel day. I kind of felt it was always in the Panthers' hands. It just, you know, took a bit of time to grind them down. The Clan, you know, scored when they got the chances. They still got some good players in the lineup, even though they're short. I thought they played really desperate, hard, gave everything. But at the end of the day, Panthers just had too much for them and just kind of bowled them over in the end.
Yeah, Ken, how did you see that one?
Yeah, similar. I think that, you know, games like that where you've got a team that are backs against the wall, they've got injuries, they've got, you know, they're short benched, they're coming in at some point. As I said, you know, I put a tweet out the other day, no one wants to play the Clan at the moment because, you know, at some point they're going to turn it round. You know, you can feel that some points, you know, they're going to get bodies back. You know, Malky was saying they're going to get some reinforcements maybe in, and at some point someone's going to get turned over, and you just don't want to be that team that gets done by the Clan.
That was an interesting interview, actually, with Malcolm Cameron at the end, because for someone who's just seen his team lose 6-2, he seemed incredibly proud of his players.
He's quite sanguine, wasn't he, over it? And he was quite, you know, he felt, I think one of the comments he made was that, you know, these hard times, these tough times, when things do get a bit easier, it's going to kind of like galvanise the team and make them stronger as a unit because they've been through the adversity together.
Dan, who were the players who really stood out for you tonight from a Panthers point of view?
I thought, obviously, Tanner Sorensen with his two goals. Obviously, any time anybody scores two goals in a game is great. I thought Matthew Myers was excellent. You know, not just his 3 points, but overall work rate. I thought JC Broussard, I just noticed him a lot tonight, carrying the puck. He set up that first goal, kind of all over the place. But I thought everybody did their job. It's hard playing a team like that when you know you're going to have the puck all game. You know, you almost switch off a little bit because it's you're kind of in control. But I thought they were just professional. I thought the power play was good. And it took a bit of time, but eventually they got it done.
It was interesting talking to Gary Graham, and he picked out particularly JC Broussard and Craig Moore for praise.
Yeah, and, you know, they had a decent game, both of them, which is good. And I think they'd want that after maybe the game that they had at the weekend, where I think both of them would probably be kicking themselves over a couple of the goals. So to see them kind of galvanised tonight, be strong, and be, you know, as a team, be stronger on defence was really good.
In fact, he's just walking by now. Young Archie, you are really looking for that first goal, aren't you?
Yeah, if it comes, it comes. But yeah, you just got to keep doing what you're doing, and then see how I take it.
Yeah, because Dan and myself were saying on commentary, you seem to be getting into them positions, just pinching in, looking at the right time, and it looks like it'll come. You was very close a couple of times tonight.
Just the last decision, the minute. I mean, bad ice on one of them, and then the other one, I should have shot instead of looking back door. But that's how it is. But good to get the result. So,
yeah, good performance tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, strong from everyone. I mean, we really bounced back from Saturday here. So yeah, we did well.
You guys want to ask anything? Oh, we'll let you go then. Take care, Arch. Thank you.
He's hungry over there.
But yeah, the defence was criticised by the head coach at the weekend, but you couldn't really criticise the defence tonight. They were very solid.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just comment you made, obviously you're watching from up high, you're on the commentary team, and you made a comment that you thought that our power play was working. I wasn't sure that. So what were you, talk us through what you were seeing, because you obviously get a better positional view than me. What did you think was working well tonight?
I just thought that line, I thought without scoring on it a lot, you know, I just thought Wilichka, Brady, Welsh, those guys down low, they just create. So, you know, every time Welsh gets it down low, he's going to make a backdoor pass, or they just have some chemistry, that unit. And I thought Broussard, especially, you know, he was up top on the point, but he was, you know, spreading the play well. Hammond's so dangerous. I think that unit, when they're on, they're just so deadly, and they're just starting to click almost every time now. They kind of, whether it's Hammond or Welsh, they just open the, you know, the other team's kill up. So yeah, I thought they were good again tonight.
Another thing that we said as well was from Glasgow's point of view was how well their penalty kill was set up. Their box was excellent. Yeah. Really was disciplined when ever Panthers were on the power play.
Yeah, and blocking shots, you know, guys like Dunbar and Peacock and Wah, that, you know, really their job is at the other end of the ice, but, you know, sacrificing their body, making blocks. Obviously, Muse made 35 saves or however many. And, yeah, they gave everything. They dug in. And that's why I think, you know, their coach was so proud of them is, you know, yeah, they lost, but they gave everything. And like Ken said, as soon as they get even two bodies back, that's basically another, you know, line of forwards or a D pairing. I think they'll be really tough, especially in their rink.
Yeah, just on the shots, it was, I think in the end, it was 46, I think, on Muse, yeah. So, you know, and
40 saves, what can, you know.
Yeah, it's incredible, really. And 20 on Berry, who, you know, had a solid game again for the Panthers. Is that DeBoe's last?
Yeah, that was the fifth game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so it'd be interesting then to see.
It'd be interesting, because Berry's won, you know, you could argue the teams we've played, but he's won 4 out of 5. He only lost that one game against Sheffield, so it'll be interesting this weekend. You know, DeBoe's obviously going to get back in there, because, you know, you want to get him back match fit again, but it'll, you know, it's given Berry that push that maybe he wouldn't have got otherwise. It was, you know, DeBoe's net, but now maybe it'll be a little bit more split.
And I think that's the thing as well. We now won 4 out of the last 5 games. You know, 80% record out of the last 5. That's as good as anybody.
Yeah, and I think if we can win on Sunday, we're getting close to sort of like 500 hockey again, aren't we? And I think then you sort of go, right, next 10, can we win sort of 7 in 10, or start building on it? And you start to gain momentum, gain confidence. You know, it's a long season. It is a long season. Anything can happen.
And it's still very, very early as far as the Elite League is concerned. We've only played 9 Elite League regular season games now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're obviously not quite in the position the Clan are, but I think for both teams, you know, the Clan, if they can get some guys back and get some wins, they can climb up. You know, we can definitely climb up again. We've still got, you know, Johnson out, DeBoe to come back. So, like Ken said, if we can win Sunday, you know, that's the first, you know, not even third of the season out the way. So, you know, both teams will be looking to get the bodies back, push on, and, you know, have good sort of middle. You know, Christmas is always the key time. So many games, big fixtures. So yeah, it should be fun.
And looking at the other games tonight, I mean, Belfast did win, but 3-2 in overtime against Dundee at home. The big one, Guildford 4-2 down to Cardiff going into the final period, and they win 5-4 in overtime. They are a team who are just picking up win after win after win and really grinding it out.
What was so, you know, see, you guys been around and whatnot, and you played the game down and stuff. It's kind of like they're just having a phenomenal start. And you always sort of think, you know, they're a team that's going to take, that they work hard, they've got a good team spirit, they're going to take points off clubs. But, you know, you sort of go, well, will they fade? Will they? Yeah. You know, I mean, what's going on there? It's incredible.
I mean, we said in that first game of the season when we played Guildford how quick they look, how skillful they look. And we're one of only 2 teams to beat them so far this season in the league.
I just think they've got a good team. You know, like, it sounds obvious, but it's like, you know, if you add Ben O'Connor, all of a sudden you've got a top, top British player, which, you know, they've probably kind of lacked. They haven't had loads of, you know, superstar Brits. The goalie's really good. But, you know, the speed on, like, Cronella and Tate, and they've just got 4 lines of really good players, you know, 6 solid D, a good goalie, and it's hard to win in Guildford. You know, it's a not a smaller rink, but it's, you know, a bit hostile, crowds on you. It's not an easy place to go. And yeah, I remember speaking to Lacko at the start. I think it might have been after this game, and he was like, "We've got a really good team." And it wasn't him just pumping his own team. He was like, "We've got a good team. We'll just see how it pans out." So
they seem to have a little more depth as well, and as Matthew Gagnon goes past.
Is that the podcast?
Yeah. Yes, it's the podcast. Are you pleased with the performance tonight?
Oh, how can you not, man? Mm.
6 goals, only 2 conceded. And
6 goals, but not part of one of them, sorry.
I'm flying down the wing, though, in the third.
I'm trying to feed some back door, but no one wants to help me here, so I can pass it, but I can't score for you, you know?
It'll come. Well played. Sorry, right. Where were we?
Guildford,
yeah. And they seem to have a lot more depth than they've had in previous seasons, which I think will really, really help them in the stretch. And I think if they can stay injury-free, they've got a real, real good shout of this Elite League title.
Yeah, because I think some of the other teams, you know, not that they've dropped in level, but, you know, there's, you know, Belfast have lost, you know, Beskowowny, Pickenich, Reinhardt. They've lost a lot of good players. And Guildford have just taken that step up. So they've sort of gone from a sixth place team to maybe a third, fourth. But they're, you know, like Ken said, are they overachieving a bit? Maybe they'll, if they were to get an injury or two, they might dip a little bit. But as of right now, like you said, they're winning away at home. They're beating all the big teams. So they're sort of right in the race at the moment, definitely.
And how much do you think the kind of the wage cap's got something to do with that? Because it has leveled that playing field in terms of having that wage cap within the league. Obviously, certain teams like Belfast have got, you know, some tricky things that they can do with uni deals and stuff like that, which has always worked well for them. Sheffield, similarly. But it's kind of, you know, it feels like that. Any team on any night, I mean, except in the clan who've got problems or whatever, but you can't take any game for granted on any night.
No, you can't. And I think it is a lot closer. And I think we've seen that in the results that we've seen so far this season. Look, Fife look a lot stronger than what they did last season. Dundee are starting to come back into it after Manchester. I can say from personal experience, like I say, they look a lot better than they did last season.
And, you know, back in the day, maybe, like Ken was saying, with signings, you know, someone for them to get someone like De Luca, that's like a top signing
that I'm sure
any team would want him. So for him to choose to go there, you know, it just shows how even the sort of lower teams, if you want to call them that, you know, can attract the big names. And, you know, I think that's all that, you know, the Dundee, the Fifes, if they had maybe a bit like Guildford were, if they had another maybe really good quality Brit and another good import like Guildford have added this year, it would raise them up as well. So, yeah, all those teams are kind of, you know, really pushing now.
Before we close, we'll look ahead to the weekend. Sheffield in the Cup on Saturday, Cardiff back here in the league on Sunday. Cardiff come in having lost to Belfast. They picked up two good victories in Scotland in a 3-3 weekend. And then they've lost to Guildford tonight. So they're going to be a dangerous team coming in here on Sunday, I feel.
Yeah, I think they're a team I think they're really good. They're right up there. But they have been a bit up and down. You know, like you say, win one, lose one, win two, lose one. No one's really put that run together, maybe except Guildford. But Cardiff are good. They've got quality. They've been together a long time, some of them. So I expect it to be a really tough task on Sunday.
And then on Saturday, Panthers facing the Steelers once again in Sheffield. Sheffield already confirmed as group winners of Group C of the Challenge Cup. Does that put another perspective on the game, do you feel?
I think it's always kind of a challenge when you're going into, you've got that two games against top sides. One's a cup game, the other one's a league game. You know, as far as I'm concerned, whatever happens on the road in Sheffield, I'm looking at Sunday. I don't want that to be a scare fest. You know, it's a bit of a pun because it's Halloween, but you want that's the one for me where, yes, it'd be nice to pick up a win in Sheffield, always nice to win there. If they're confirmed winners, maybe their mind won't be on that game, it'll be on their other fixtures, but you definitely want to win on Sunday.
Well, Sheffield, as we said earlier on, Coventry, Sheffield going to Guildford on Sunday, so that's going to be a massive game for them.
Yeah. Well, it could mean that, you know, anything could happen Saturday night. But coming into Sunday, I think it's my duty to remind people that they need to get their best Halloween clobber on, and that kids, juniors who are dressed in their Halloween costumes will get a complimentary chuckapuck. So from Paws Chuckapuck or something. So yeah, that was on the script tonight. So one to look forward to. And we got a jersey, Halloween warm-up jersey, going to the best dressed fan as well.
Oh, wow, very nice. And they're nice warm-up jerseys as well. They look great.
Yeah, they look great, yeah. And that's a great thing by the team, you know, for the kids, try and get the kids involved. The Halloween game's always fun. So hopefully everybody will be dressed up and it'll be a fun night for everyone.
Hopefully they will. Well, we'll wrap it up there after a great victory here against the Glasgow Clan, 6-2. Shall we do it again on Sunday, fellas?
Yeah, 4 o'clock. We'll be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for listening, and we will speak to you again very soon. Take care.